Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin, broadcasting from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. And today we're going to talk about a situation at Iowa State University with astronomer Guillermo Gonzalez, who was recently denied tenure by the president of Iowa State University. Dr. Gonzalez subsequently appealed his denial of tenure, and I have John West with us here in the studio today to talk with us about the situation. Thanks for being with us, John.
Good to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is the status of Dr. Gonzalez's situation at Iowa State University, and why is this an important situation for us to know about?
Well, Dr. Gonzalez has appealed, as you mentioned, his tenure denial, and the president of the university has a certain number of days to respond. And the deadline for him to respond in that appeal, either to grant the appeal or to just uphold the denial of tenure, is next Wednesday, June 6th. And so any day now, the president, we think, will be issuing his decision. And why this is important, because this really is about academic freedom. Dr. Gonzalez is a well-respected scholar, has scads of peer-reviewed journal publications. His research has been featured on the cover of Scientific American. His research helped define the discovery of two new planets. And really the only mark against him, so to speak, is that he supports intelligent design and thinks that the evidence from astronomy and physics and cosmology actually points toward the intelligent design of the universe.
We'll talk a little bit more about his publication and his record as a scientist in a couple minutes here, but I want to first actually focus a little bit on his support for intelligent design. Is Dr. Gonzalez teaching intelligent design in his classes, or how is he going about talking about intelligent design?
Oh, that's a good question. No, in fact, he's not teaching about it in his classes, but he wrote a book called The Privileged Planet through a grant that he received, a research grant from the Templeton Foundation that was, in fact, administered by Iowa State University. And so he wrote that book as part of his normal scholarly publications. And that's what people have been, you know, attacking. And interestingly enough, that book doesn't focus on Darwin's theory. Dr. Gonzalez isn't a biologist. He's an astronomer. So he's focusing on evidence for design at the levels of physics and astronomy, not biology.
That's right. He's not a biologist, and his work does not deal with intelligent design in biology. Yet, this has caused quite an uproar at Iowa State University. A lot of faculty are upset. I guess it's just the fact that he is there existing as a supporter of intelligent design. I mean, what more has he done as far as intelligent design at his university?
Exactly right. And of course, initially, the university has tried to put spin, discounting that there was anything about intelligent design. But what's one of the interesting developments in the last couple of weeks is we've really found out publicly that, you know, his department members have actually stated that intelligent design was considered in the tenure process and did play a role in his denial of tenure.
And what about two of his department members in astronomy are actually linked to a statement calling intelligent design pseudoscience? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. Well, first of all, there are two others who specifically have said that his intelligent design views did play a role in the denial of tenure. And then, as you said, two others who are astronomers are linked to the statement put out by the pro-Darwin National Center for Science Education that denounces intelligent design as creationist pseudoscience. One of his fellow members of the department who voted on his tenure actually signed that statement. And the other one is a tenured astronomer. Her husband signed the statement.
So people who are actually voting on his tenure in his department have signed a statement put out by the NCSE, the National Center for Science Education, calling intelligent design a form of pseudoscience. They've actually signed on to this. And these are the people who were the gatekeepers for him getting tenure.
Exactly. And two others have explicitly admitted that his views on intelligent design did play a role in the tenure denial. So,
okay. Well, that's very interesting. But let's talk about, you know, obviously on the surface, supposedly this is all supposed to be about his academic record. So what is his academic record? I understand that the guidelines in his department, the Iowa State University Department of Physics and Astronomy, state that excellence in research that would be sufficient to get tenure would, you know, ordinarily be signified by, is it
15 peer-reviewed journal articles.
Okay, and what does Dr. Gonzalez have? How many does he have?
Oh, he has only 68.
68.
Which is just 350% more than, you know, the standard for his department.
I mean, and obviously it's important when looking at these tenure questions and these tenure issues to decide to ask, How does he stack up compared to other people in his department? And I understand that a lot of importance is placed upon the reputation of a scientist. And we recently have discussed on our blog site, evolutionnews.org, the question of how often is Dr. Gonzalez's research being cited in other scientists' research papers. In other words, how often are other scientists relying upon his personal work as a scientist? And he comes out pretty well in that department, doesn't he?
He comes out just excellently well. And in fact, Casey, as the listeners who read our blog know, Casey, you're the real expert on this because you did the study using this, this NASA, Smithsonian NASA astrophysics database.
Well, I can admit I was setting myself up for my own question there. As it turns out, we did some research on a database that's actually kept by NASA and the Smithsonian that surveys and catalogs the literature in astrophysics. And from 2001 to 2007, which are basically the years in which Guillermo Gonzalez has been at Iowa State University, he is actually the leader in all the astronomers in his department in an index called the Normalized Citation Count, which is a measure of basically how much of his personal contributions to astronomy and astrophysics literature is being cited by other scientists, how much of his work is being cited in other astronomy literature and research papers. And he comes out at the very top during that time period. No one else in his department has been cited more than he has in terms of normalized citation count. Additionally, we looked at the lifetime citation count, how much over the entire career have these scientists been cited. And among astronomers in his department, both tenured and untenured, he is second. And that's pretty significant because obviously he is a younger scientist than many of the other scientists in his department. And so he doesn't have as long of a career to be collecting citations in other astronomy research papers. But yet even then, he is still only one other astronomer in his department beats him out. So really, it's hard to imagine anyone saying that his reputation as a scientist is less than those other astronomers in his department. And it's even more ludicrous to say that somehow his impact as a scientist has trailed off since he came to Iowa State University, because during the time period since he came there, from 2001 to 2007, more scientists are relying upon his work than any other astronomer in his department.
Yeah, that's amazing figures that he's more cited once you factor in multiply authored papers and things. So he's more cited for significant papers that he had something to do with than anyone else in his department during the period when he's at ISU.
That's right.
In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, but what if you just take the year 2006, you know, the last year for which full figures are available, who was the most cited according to that normalized statistic in his department among astronomers?
No, that's right. In the year 2000, Guillermo Gonzalez was.
Yeah. See, even in the most recent year available, he was the most cited. And then in some of the other years, I understand where he wasn't the most cited, he was working on things like a textbook published by Cambridge University Press that actually is a peer-reviewed textbook that was published last year.
That's right. That's right.
So just absolutely outstanding. But of course, you know, there just must be people who are just so much better than he is because we know that among the tenure applicants this year at his university, 91% were approved. So I guess the department members would have us believe that Guillermo is somehow in the bottom 9% of, you know, the faculty who applied for tenure this year. They must be really out just smoking at Iowa State if they're so much better than this.
Well, I don't know what goes on in the cornfields out there, but if you look at normalized citation counts, obviously, I mean, bottom 9% is a joke. He's the top of all the astronomers in his department from 01 to 07. But let's actually shift gears. I think it's pretty clear he has an outstanding research record. Scientists in his own department at his university have admitted that intelligent design has played a role in this decision. Something is fishy. But, you know, as far as we don't know exactly what President Jeff Rory is going to decide yet, we're expecting that decision within about a week from now. At the same time, what are the consequences of this decision one way or the other? What does this situation mean in the larger picture for intelligent design?
Well, let me talk what it means specifically for Guillermo. Some people don't, I think, really understand what tenure is. And they think that, well, you're turned down for tenure, that means that you don't have a lifetime appointment. No, it's more than that. When you're turned down for tenure, you're out of a job. So Dr. Gonzalez, sort of a year from now, if this is not overturned, he's out of a job.
Okay.
He loses his livelihood. So this is really severe, you know, for him. And so that's why those people in the audience who are concerned about academic freedom really need to let their voices be heard and let the president of the university hear their voices, that they stand up for someone like, you know, a gifted scholar like Dr. Gonzalez to have academic freedom. And you can go to our Evolution News and Views blog, you know, evolutionnews.org, and you'll get information there about how to contact the president of the university. So I'd encourage people to do that. In the larger scheme of things, if a gifted scholar like this, who's just absolutely outstanding, cannot get tenure because of the animus against intelligent design in astronomy and physics, you know, we're really in a sad state here. I mean, this is really, it's not Guillermo Gonzalez that's on trial. It's our university system and our scientific community about whether they really support the free exchange of ideas and the robust debate, or they want to decide debates based on intimidation and based on silencing anyone they disagree with.
Yes, some Darwinists have observed on their blog or have sort of implied that academic freedom essentially, in their view, means the freedom to agree with everyone else. But that's really not what academic freedom is supposed to be.
Yeah, in their view, a debate is a monologue of himself speaking, uncontradicted.
Sure. Well, this is a very crucial situation right now. This can have large implications both within the ID movement and as a whole for the whole university system in America right now. So we'll be watching this closely. As Dr. West said, within about a week from now, President Jeff Roy will be issuing his final decision as to whether he will grant Guillermo Gonzalez tenure. And again, also you can go to evolutionnews.org, and there's a link at the top of the website you can click on that takes you to a page with more information for how you, as a listener to the ID of the Future podcast, can actually contact President Jeff Roy at Iowa State University and stand up for academic freedom and stand up for the right of design, intelligent design proponents, especially very accomplished ones like Guillermo Gonzalez, to merely exist in the academy. So thank you very much, Dr. West.
Thank you.
This is Casey Luskin with the ID of the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID of the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.